Today we're reading 1 Nephi chapter 7. Up to this point, we've been with Lehi and his family. They left Jerusalem during the reign of King Zedekiah, several hundred years before the birth of Christ. They journeyed into the wilderness. Then Nephi, who was Lehi's son, and his three older brothers got sent back to Jerusalem to obtain the brass plates, which are basically Hebrew scripture and a genealogy and history of the Jewish people. And then they come back to their mother and father in the wilderness. They have a happy reunion. And that's where the story picks up. It's important to remember Nephi's two oldest brothers, Laman and Lemuel, they are complainers. They do not want to be on this trip. They are not happy about any part of it. And even though they saw an angel in a previous chapter, they still don't believe that God wants the family going into the wilderness. So we're going to pick up here, chapter 7, verse 1. "And now I would that ye might know that after my father Lehi had made an end of prophesying concerning his seed, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto him again, saying that it was not meet for him, Lehi, that he should take his family into the wilderness alone, but that his sons should take daughters to wife, that they might raise up seed unto the Lord in the land of promise." So up to this point, it's just been Nephi and his three brothers and their parents going off into the wilderness. And if they're going to establish a promised land and raise up a mighty nation, gonna be hard to do that if you just have four sons and they don't have wives. So God is commanding Lehi to get some wives for his sons. Verse 2, "And it came to pass that the Lord commanded him that I, Nephi, and my brethren should again return unto the land of Jerusalem and bring down Ishmael and his family into the wilderness." This is the first time we've heard of Ishmael. We're going to learn a little more about him and his family throughout this chapter. Verse 3, "And it came to pass that I, Nephi, did again with my brethren go forth into the wilderness to go up to Jerusalem." We don't hear of Laman and Lemuel complaining here. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Off they're going to get some wives. Maybe that's okay by them. Verse 4, "And it came to pass that we went up unto the house of Ishmael, and we did gain favor in the sight of Ishmael, insomuch that we did speak unto him the words of the Lord. And it came to pass that the Lord did soften the heart of Ishmael, and also his household, insomuch that they took their journey with us down into the wilderness to the tent of our father." So this goes really well. Nephi basically testifies that this is what God wants them to do. He and his brothers talk with Ishmael and his family, and the whole family, Ishmael's whole family, comes with them into the desert. It's sort of seven wives for seven brothers here, but in the ancient Middle East. Verse 6, "And it came to pass that as we journeyed in the wilderness, behold, Laman and Lemuel, and two of the daughters of Ishmael, and the two sons of Ishmael and their families did rebel against us, yea, against me, Nephi, and Sam, and their father Ishmael, and his wife, and his three other daughters." So remember, Sam is the brother who's just older than Nephi in age. We don't hear a lot about him, but he tends to be with Nephi, believing and doing the right things. Laman and Lemuel here raising a ruckus. They've got a couple of the daughters of Ishmael on board with them. Ishmael also has two sons who have families, and all these people are saying, no, never mind, let's go back to Jerusalem, as we'll see in verse 7. "And it came to pass, in the which rebellion, they were desirous to return unto the land of Jerusalem." So it seems as though they've had this realization, wait a minute, we've got wives now, why don't we just stay in Jerusalem? Why are we going back to the desert a third time? Verse 8, "And now I, Nephi, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, therefore I spake unto them." So Nephi delivers lots of speeches to his brethren. I believe this is the third one we get recorded. He's trying to convince them that this is the right thing to do, and here's how he does it. "Behold, ye are mine elder brethren, and how is it that ye are so hard in your hearts and so blind in your minds that ye have need that I, your younger brother, should speak unto you, yea, and set an example for you? How is it that ye have not hearkened unto the word of the Lord? How is it that ye have forgotten that ye have seen an angel of the Lord? Yea, and how is it that ye have forgotten what great things the Lord hath done for us in delivering us out of the hands of Laban, and also that we should obtain the record? Yea, and how is it that ye have forgotten that the Lord is able to do all things according to his will for the children of men, if it so be that they exercise faith in him? Wherefore, let us be faithful to him. And if it so be that we are faithful to him, we shall obtain the land of promise. And ye shall know at some future period that the word of the Lord shall be fulfilled concerning the destruction of Jerusalem. For all things which the Lord hath spoken concerning the destruction of Jerusalem must be fulfilled. For behold, the Spirit of the Lord ceaseth soon to strive with them. For behold, they have rejected the prophets, and Jeremiah have they cast into prison, and they have sought to take away the life of my father, insomuch that they have driven him out of the land. So when they were in Jerusalem, Lehi was not the only prophet prophesying. There were several prophets at the time. The only other one we hear of by name is Jeremiah, who is the same Jeremiah that we have in our modern Bible. He's been cast into prison. The people were trying to kill Lehi. Nephi saying, we can't go back to Jerusalem. They're going to kill us. And even if they don't, Jerusalem's going to be destroyed because that's what God said. Verse 15, now behold, I say unto you that if ye will return unto Jerusalem, ye shall also perish with them. And now, if ye have choice, go up to the land and remember the words which I speak unto you, that if ye go, ye will also perish. For thus the Spirit of the Lord constraineth me that I should speak. So Nephi basically says, you want to go back to Jerusalem? Fine, go back to Jerusalem, but you're gonna die. And just remember, I told you that beforehand. Let's see how this speech goes over with his brothers. Verse 16, and it came to pass that when I, Nephi, had spoken these words unto my brethren, they were angry with me. Surprise, surprise. And it came to pass that they did lay their hands on me, for behold, they were exceedingly wroth. And they did bind me with cords, for they sought to take away my life, that they might leave me in the wilderness to be devoured by wild beasts. So, as you may recall, when Nephi and his brothers went to Jerusalem to get the brass plates, they failed a couple of times, and Laman and Lemuel got so angry, they started beating Nephi and Sam with a rod. And the only reason they didn't kill them, perhaps, is because an angel showed up and said, stop it, stop fighting, go get those records. Now, perhaps there are no rods handy wherever they are in the desert, they're tying Nephi up and they're just going to abandon him and let him be devoured by wild beasts. Laman and Lemuel are scary dudes. Verse 17, but it came to pass that I prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord, according to my faith which is in thee, wilt thou deliver me from the hands of my brethren? Yea, even give me strength that I may burst these bands with which I am bound. And it came to pass, when I had said these words, behold, the bands were loosed from off my hands and feet, and I stood before my brethren, and I spake unto them again. Nephi, one of the things I really love about Nephi is that he is fearless. I imagine this made him a not very pleasant person for his brothers to be around, but they just can't make him stop telling them to repent, right? They tie him up and abandon him, and through his faith, he's able to get out of the rope or whatever they tied him up with, and then he stands up and he does not back down. He goes right back to telling them the same things over again. Let's see how they respond to that. Verse 19, and it came to pass that they were angry with me again, and sought to lay hands upon me. But behold, one of the daughters of Ishmael, yea, and also her mother, and one of the sons of Ishmael, did plead with my brethren, insomuch that they did soften their hearts, and they did cease striving to take away my life. So this time, it's not an angel from God that intercedes, it's other people in their traveling party. Say, Laman and Lemuel, please, please, chill out, stop killing Nephi, he's actually a pretty good guy, we want to keep him around. Verse 20, and it came to pass that they were sorrowful because of their wickedness, insomuch that they did bow down before me, and did plead with me that I would forgive them of the thing which they had done against me. Honestly, when I think about this, it makes me wonder if Laman and Lemuel were somehow imbalanced, if they had some sort of disorder. I think it's accurate to say they're hard in their hearts, they're wicked people, they just desire to do bad stuff, and they're just angry at the thought of God and at leaving their comfort in Jerusalem. But here, they've tried to kill Nephi twice now, and suddenly, after these other people intercede, they are so sorrowful that they bow down before him and plead for his forgiveness. That's some pretty intense remorse, but we're going to see that it doesn't last. They will be back to trying to kill Nephi before too long. Not in this chapter, but soon. Verse 21, and it came to pass that I did frankly forgive them all that they had done, and I did exhort them that they would pray unto the Lord their God for forgiveness. And it came to pass that they did so. And after they had done praying unto the Lord, we did again travel on our journey toward the tent of our father. So Nephi says, you guys are fine, you're my brothers, we're great, but it's really God you should be asking for forgiveness. And they actually do. This might be the only time we hear of Laman and Lemuel praying. They do it, and then they are happy to journey back to the tent of their father. Verse 22, and it came to pass that we did come down unto the tent of our father, and after I and my brethren and all the house of Ishmael had come down unto the tent of my father, they did give thanks unto the Lord their God, and they did offer sacrifice and burnt offerings unto him. So now we've got a pretty sizable travel group. We've got two families combined together, and they are going to be heading off into the wilderness together. In the next chapter, we're going to take a little break from their journeys because Lehi is going to have another vision.